Judges chapter 8. And the men of Ephraim said to him, Why have you served us this way, that you did not call us, when you went to fight with the Midianites? And they chided with him sharply. And he said to them, What have I done now in comparison to you? Is not the gleaning of the grapes of Ephraim better than the vintage of Abiezer? God has delivered into your hands the princes of Midian, Oreb and Zeb, and what was I able to do in comparison to you? Then their anger was abated towards him, when he had said that. And Gideon came to the Jordan River, and passed over, he, and the 300 men who were with him, faint, yet pursuing them. And he said to the men of Succoth, I ask you to give loaves of bread to the people who follow me. Because they are faint, and I am pursuing after Zeba and Zalmunna, kings of Midian. And the princes of Succoth said, Are the hands of Zeba and Zalmunna now in your hand, that we should give bread to your army? And Gideon said, Therefore when the Lord Jehovah has delivered Zeba and Zalmunna into my hand, then I will tear your flesh with the thorns of the wilderness and with briars. And he went up from there to Penuel, and spoke to them likewise, and the men of Penuel answered him as the men of Succoth had answered him. And he spoke also to the men of Penuel, saying, When I come again in peace, I will break down this tower. Now Zeba and Zalmunna were in Karkor, and their hosts' armies. With them, about 15,000 men, all who were left of all the hosts' armies. Of the children of the east. Because there fell 120,000 men who drew sword. And Gideon went up by the way of those who lived in tents on the east of Nobah and Jogbeha, and struck the host army. Because the host army was secure. And when Zeba and Zalmunna fled, he pursued after them, and took the two kings of Midian, Zeba and Zalmunna, and destroyed all the host army. And Gideon the son of Joash returned from battle before the sun was up, and caught a young man of the men of Succoth, and inquired of him, and he described to him the princes of Succoth, and its elders, even 77 men. And he came to the men of Succoth, and said, Indeed, Zeba and Zalmunna, with whom you upbraided me, saying, Are the hands of Zeba and Zalmunna now in your hand, that we should give bread to your men who are weary? And he took the elders of the city, and thorns of the wilderness and briars, and with them he struck the men of Succoth. And he beat down the tower of Penuel, and killed the men of the city. Then he said to Zeba and Zalmunna, What manner of men were they whom you killed at Tabor? And they answered, As you are, so were they. Each one resembled the children of a king. And he said, They were my brothers, even the sons of my mother. As the Lord Jehovah lives, if you had saved them alive, I would not kill you. And he said to Jether his firstborn, Get up, and kill them. But the youth did not draw his sword. Because he was afraid, because he was still a youth. Then Zeba and Zalmunna said, You rise, and fall upon us. Because as the man is, so is his strength. And Gideon arose, and killed Zeba and Zalmunna, and took away the ornaments that were on their camels' necks. Then the men of Israel said to Gideon, Rule over us, both you, and your son's son also, because you have delivered us from the hand of Midian. And Gideon said to them, I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you, the Lord Jehovah shall rule over you. And Gideon said to them, I would desire a request of you, that every man of you would give to me the earrings of his prey. Because they had golden earrings, because they were Ishmaelites. And they answered, We will willingly give them. And they spread a cloth, and every man cast the earrings of his prey. And the weight of the golden earrings that he requested was 1,700 shekels of gold. About 42.5 pounds, 19.4 kilograms. Beside ornaments, and collars, and purple clothing that was on the kings of Midian, and beside the chains that were about their camels' necks. And Gideon made an ephod, priestly robe, of it, and put it in his city, even in Ophrah. And all Israel went their prostituting after it, which became a snare to Gideon, and to his house. So Midian was subdued before the children of Israel. 2786 AH 1256 BC, so that they lifted up their heads no more. And the country was at peace 40 years in the days of Gideon. And Jerubbaal the son of Joash went and lived in his own house. And Gideon had 70 sons fathered by him, because he had many wives. And his concubine that was in Shechem, she also bore him a son, whose name he called Abimelech. My father is a king. And Gideon the son of Joash died in a good old age, and was buried in the sepulchre of Joash his father, in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. And it came to pass, as soon as Gideon was dead, that the children of Israel turned again, and went prostituting after Balaam, and made Baal-berith their god. And the children of Israel did not remember the Lord Jehovah, their God, who had delivered them out of the hands of all their enemies on every side. Neither did they show kindness to the house of Jerubbaal, namely, Gideon, according to all the goodness which he had shown to Israel.